Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yvon sells cartoon balloons in town.
Sir Elton bringing this back. One of his greats, actually his very first one, his very first chart topper in America. Levon. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin, one of our buddies, 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the founder of RLS Media. Folks, he's a great American entrepreneurial success story. Rob, you know I'm proud of you, buddy. I know how hard you've worked. I've seen the entrepreneurial sap rising in your bark over the years and how you've moved on and reinvented yourself. You're a great story. You're a great story on how, You know, you've heard me say before, Rob, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And you're a personification of that, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we in a sense we're doing the same thing we always did. We're just it's a different business model, and
you're in the same industry. You're doing the same thing, but you realize that either from yourself or from the marketplace or from what customers are expecting of you, you had to reinvent yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
So congratulations on that. RLSmedia.com. Check that out, folks.
RSL.
I'm sorry. I know that. I know how to spell your RSL, folks. I don't know what's wrong with me. RSL. I don't know what the S stands for. I know what the R and L does. So anyway, RSLmedia.com. All right. Give us some more thoughts on how small business owners can improve their content marketing.
So I think we started to talk about it, which is start with the things that you know. Again, if you got a pool service business, talk about how you maintain the pool, how you can better enjoy your pool, et cetera. There's a million different things. If you want to see,
should we do
by the
video?
Way,
print, audio, and video?
Absolutely. I would experiment with everything, but without driving yourself nuts so that it becomes too much. Using the pool guy as an example, I think video could be fantastic, of course. But you gotta, unless you have a big budget, you have to experiment to find a way to make it work. So different formats are great. You gotta really look at the formats that your customers.
But for small businesses, isn't the simpler and almost the ruder ways? Isn't that kind of appealing in a getchy kind of way with folks? I mean, they don't expect you to have a lot of production value. They like the raw humanity of here's a small business owner on his knee showing you how to put a filter on.
As long as it looks good, it doesn't have to look amazing, it doesn't have to be super crisp. As long as it looks good, you know, you're not doing it on your phone where the camera's shaking and things like that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's authenticity, which is great.
That's that's the word, isn't it? Isn't that what people are looking for from small business? Isn't that what people when we talked earlier in the early segment about I'm not worried about where I can get it now, I'm just worried about who I'm going to buy it from. Isn't that what they're looking for, authenticity? Aren't Americans looking for that? Look at what's happening with Trump and Sanders. I mean, right? They're authentic, if nothing else.
I think a lot of people are craving for it. So be authentic. And here's the other thing to keep in mind is good isn't good enough. Your content's got to be really good. You got to go above and beyond the obvious because there's plenty of content out there these days. The other opportunity for businesses, and this is one of my favorites, is talk about your customers. Profile a customer. And by the way, you can do that by sending them an email with 5 questions and asking them to respond.
Mm-hmm.
It's better. I like to do it better, asking them the questions over the phone or in person, but you can even do it by email. Feature your customers. You know what the benefit of that is? Not only does your customer get some exposure, but they're what are they likely to do?
Mm-hmm.
They're likely to blast it all over social media. Hey, my pool guy wrote this really cool article about me and my pool and my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So there's just two really easy ways to get started. Talk about what you know and share your expertise, and you can talk about your customers.
One of the things that I, and to tag on to that a little bit, one of the things that I help try to encourage people to focus on is what I call contribute first, contract second. If you can show them how to save money with you can say something like, let me show you how to do something that'll keep you writing me a check for something. Or that kind of thing, that makes people, they like that, don't they?
Absolutely. Another way to I guess to say that in a different way that might resonate with some people, is look at the features and the benefits, particularly the benefits of your product and or your service, right? And think about, with respect to those benefits, what is it that your customers are interested in? So, for example, a pool guy does the maintenance, you know, they keep, the maintenance keeps the pool clean. Obviously, that's something, keeping your pool clean and bacteria-free, mm-hmm. something people are interested in. So, mm-hmm. again, write about those things. Find that intersection of your product benefits and what your customers want to know about.
RSLmedia.com, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Levin. Hey, Rob, good job. Come back soon.
Also, I got another blog, by the way, for small businesses at Levin, L-E-V-I-N, 411.com.
Levin411.com. Rob, hey, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.